Greetings. This is news from the Gunflint Trail. Blessed WTIP listener readers think I might have slipped and hit my head while scribing the news last week. I did not. As you might recall, I spaced off into oblivion while sharing about the blueberry moon, and subsequently short-circuited right into a discussion about the coming eclipse as a lunar experience. Obviously, I must have had an eclipse of the mind, not to have caught such a dimming blunder before it hit the airwaves. Furthermore, any number of proofreadings by we Smiths never caught the snafu, and it even got by staff scrutiny at the station. The reporting glitch didn't come to my attention until shortly after the second airing, when I suddenly remembered the heavenly occurrence is of the solar nature. By then it was too late and must have had folks scratching their heads in wonder as to how I could make such a foolish mistake. But I did, and regret wasting people's time putting out incorrect information while jeopardizing the integrity of future reporting. So all the other information listed was correct. It happens on August 21st. The celestial phenomena will not be total for us at 48 degrees north. And the best view of Sol's brief disappearing act in the Midwest will be a couple states to the south. News of this week finds the entry into August, week 2, as Northwoods nice. Although shy of a good rain, there have been a spotty incidents of shower downpours off and on over several days, but not amounting to much. Meanwhile, complaints about the temps being either too hot or too cool are not being heard. This goes for the lake water temps as well. Here on the Gunflint, the rippling liquid has been holding in the low to mid-70s, just right for fun in and on the old gal. At the midpoint of official summer, autumn continues to nudge its way onto the scene. The fall advance is noted in places with sugar maple leaves fading into a lesser green tint, rose hips along the mile of pine gaining some scarlet tone, and roadside grasses at the seed stage with flaxen shades of their final hurrahs. With summer not yet giving way to the harvest season movement, another hatching of mosquitoes reminds us it's not over till it's over. This batch is of smaller character but seems hungrier than their cousins of a few weeks ago. The Smiths, meanwhile, encountered a couple wild neighborhood critters recently. It turned out to be a near-miss situation as they crossed our vehicular path without looking both ways. In fact, the meeting was a double jeopardy incident as a food service 18-wheeler was coming at us from the opposite direction. Turned out to be a lucky day for a mama moose and her calf, as well as both vehicle occupants, when making moose burger was avoided. Cruising the trail a day later, I had a similar up-close meeting with a young Bruno. It, too, must have been more concerned about getting to a blueberry patch than watching for traffic along the road. Once more, a collision was averted, and the startled bear stopped long enough to look back at me in wonder. I suppose thinking, from where did that noisy iron beast come? Being absent for a good share of the summer, hummingbird flights have returned to our international feeding terminal. Arrivals and departures are non-stop. I'm supposing they have been on nesting duty, and with parenting out of the way, the hovering minis are free to begin bulking up for the soon-to-come southern trip. So the hum of birds is now in concert with that of mosquitoes, buzzing about in search of a little protein. Speaking of concert, the sound of music will be in the air on the trail Sunday. Woods, Winds, and String Concert No. 5 will be in the fire hall at 4 p.m. A reception will follow in the Scop Community Center next door. Ticket reservations are still available at broadcast time, but must be made as soon as possible by calling Patsy at 313-673-6202. As of this broadcast moment, results of the goings-on at the Mid-Trail Hoedown this past Wednesday are not available. A report of their events will be included in next week's Gunflint News. Area folks are reminded of the Gunflint Trail Historical Society meeting on Monday at 1:30 p.m. This will be held in the Scop Community Center Mid-Trail. Cheryl Daly will be the featured speaker on her life growing up at End of the Trail. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great in a land of majestic backwoods history.